T103.
Today marks 1 year since 22 people were killed and hundreds were injured in a terror attack at Manchester Arena.
It was my job just to get there as quick as I can and assist in any way that I could.
Basically, it was like a field hospital during a war.
Paramedic Andrew Baines was one of the first on the scene. He's been telling us how 1 year on he's struggling to come to terms with what happened.
It's difficult to deal with. I still have problems. I try not to think about it, really. But you know, you've got to think about the positives. And the positives that we had, there's the every patient that me and Brian and Richard dealings with, everybody has survived that.
Over the last year, families of the 22 killed have been putting on events and setting up charities. Ernie Jones lost his 15-year-old daughter Nell and has been speaking to our reporter Amy Scaysbrick.
You know, with Nell being a girl, and it's a father and daughter thing, you know, I always wanted a daughter, so she was the apple of my eye, no question about that.
You said Manchester's very close to your heart, you wanted to give back to Manchester.
Manchester's been absolutely fantastic through all this, the whole city, the people. People would say to you know, in an awful situation that we found ourselves in, that nobody could really help, but they can, and they have done, because without it, things would have been a lot worse for us than they have been, no question about that.
Well, Manchester will once again come together today, not only to remember, but also to show unity and defiance in the face of terrorism. Here's council leader Sir Richard Lees.
If we see this in terms of being a war, that's a war that's not over yet, and we as a city need to keep fighting. We need to keep showing what we're all about and show ourselves and the world that we are still all there fighting together.
A number of events are taking place throughout the day. There'll be a special service at the cathedral, which will be attended by Prince William and Prime Minister Theresa May. There'll be a sing-along in Albert Square tonight. We'll be there bringing you coverage throughout the day, as well as a national minute silence at 2:30. There's more news and sport on our website.
Weather on 103 FM, on your digital radio, on your phone, and here.
Play T103.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Rebecca Barrett in Albert Square. As I speak, tonight's Manchester Together with One Voice event is starting.
I feel as if that when they start singing, I will start crying, just due to the pure amount of just the emotions.
When everyone finally comes together and starts singing, then that's when you're really going to sort of gonna hit home again.
Obviously, I think everyone will be very emotional, but I think it'll be just a moment of strength with everyone. Everyone's coming together, whether they've been here all day or just for tonight. Songs that mean so much to people from all over the world, not just to Manchester. And it is a way for all of us to come together and enjoy the moment and all pay our respects to everyone that was lost.
80 choirs made up of 3,500 people have united for this event. Another few thousand members of the public have come to join them. So Manchester will definitely be making some noise in memory of the 22 victims who died in last year's terror attack at the arena. Our reporter Amy Scaysbrick's been speaking with musical director Dan McDwyer, who's helped organise this evening's event.
It really is an event where everybody's coming together to support each other, to support Manchester and to sing as one voice. So it's about actually going out there and supporting Manchester and staying strong and singing together.
And you obviously are heavily involved in the organisation of the event. So what exactly is in store in the broad picture?
Let's just say there's more choirs in Greater Manchester than I ever even believed. We had so many apply to be part of it, and we've tried to get as many choirs involved as possible, you know. So we've got an emergency services choir, so we've got people from North West Ambulance Service, Cheshire Fire and Rescue, a Greater Manchester Police Mail Choir, all coming together to sing one song. We have workplaces choir from all over Manchester coming together to perform one song. So there's actually a lot of special moments where it's not just one choir performing, it's actually several choirs who are coming together. Manchester City and Manchester United coming together, so rival teams in Manchester, you know, so again showing that even though they're obviously rival teams, two big teams in Manchester coming together to show how Manchester is coming together for what's happened this year.
In Albert Square tonight, we're expecting to watch some video messages, montages from the last year, and listen to a poem. It's another opportunity for Manchester to come together by the power of music. This morning, Ariana Grande, whose gig was ending at the time of the bombing, tweeted, "Thinking of you all today and every day. I love you with all of me, and I'm sending you all of the light and warmth I have to offer on this challenging day." In the last hour, she simply tweeted, "Bee, cloud, and heart emojis."
T103.
It's radio. Oh.
for Manchester.
I found a love.
Pitbull and Give Me Everything on Key 103. Hi, good evening. My name is Daryl Morris, live tonight from the centre of Manchester, the beating heart of our city. We are in Albert Square as the sun floods in and over literally thousands of people who have gathered together, as they did pretty much a year ago today, to stand shoulder to shoulder in celebration of their city. Tonight we are going to honour the 22 and we are going to celebrate everything that it is to be Mancunian, as we have done for the past 12 months, as we have done for the past 12 centuries, frankly. Tonight we are going to have thousands and thousands of people, choirs upon choirs upon choirs, up on a makeshift stage just outside the Manchester Town Hall here in Albert Square, coming together to sing in the one voice choir. Some classics in there, like Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger, some Elbow tunes as well, some Manchester anthems, and we're going to bring it to you live tonight on Key 103. The world's media are here. It is an absolute hive of activity. All eyes, yet again, are on Manchester tonight, and we are here with you on Key 103 all night. And let's get going with this. Bruno Mars, 24K Magic on Key 103. David Guetta and Flames on Key 103. This is Daryl, live from Albert Square in Manchester tonight for the Manchester Together concert. We are marking the 1 year anniversary of the Manchester bomb. Hundreds and hundreds of, well, I would say actually near on hundreds of thousands of people are flooding into Albert Square right now. Joe and Emma from Salford are two of those people. Joe, what has brought you down here tonight in your Manchester B t-shirt?
Just to show solidarity for the city and everybody that was affected by it, and to prove in the face of adversity that we are one love.
Two rights. Yes. Couldn't have said it better myself. Emma, how about you?
The same, really. Just for everyone to kind of come together and show support to each other. Yeah, I mean, I can feel the atmosphere now. It's quite buzzing, even though it's such a sad day. It is. It's nice. It's lovely to see everyone.
It feels quite... I was thinking earlier on, it feels like a festival, doesn't it? It feels like being at a music festival.
Yeah, well, that's the spirit of Manchester. We're around for our music. So that's why we're here. We're going to celebrate the music. We're going to keep on doing what we've been doing for years and years, the best that we do. So that's why we're here.
Nice. I love it. Guys, have an amazing night. Enjoy it, all right?
We will. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Bye. Joe and Emma from Salford, with hundreds of thousands of people flooding into Albert Square now. And we are live on Key 103 with Zed in the middle.
Take a seat. Right over there, sat on the stairs, stay or leave.
Pink and Who Knew on Key 103, live from the Manchester concert. What's it called?
Manchester Together.
Okay. Pink and Who Knew on Key 103. This is Daryl, live from the Manchester Together concert in central Manchester tonight, as still thousands of people flood into Albert Square. We've got a gaggle of B t-shirt wearing girls here. Hi!
Woo!
I love it. Do you know what? The party mood is in the air tonight, I think. I've got Talia here and Leona. Guys, what made you want to come down to Albert Square tonight?
Just to show our support to not only the families, but everyone who was affected by it. I think the whole city was, and so it's just nice to come together and celebrate life and humanity, really.
Talia, you are quite clearly not from around here. You're from Australia. You've been here since January last year, so I guess the attack was pretty much a welcome to Manchester for you.
Yeah, it was pretty surprising because I came here being a safe city and stuff, and it was just something that shocked everyone and me. I just didn't think it would happen to this amazing place where people are so nice and everyone is so loved and welcomed. It was just a shock.
And Leona, you guys work together at the Printworks right by the Manchester Arena, and you were there on the night, weren't you?
Yeah, we were celebrating one of our friends, two of our friends are a couple. They were going off to Australia for a year, so they're leaving now. So we were all in the Printworks when it happened. After that, we got told lots of different stories about what was going on at the time. But I guess it's just good to be here today to kind of celebrate the way Manchester came together afterwards. We went to the One Love Manchester concert last year. It's kind of like great to see how much of a community Manchester actually is.
Too right, and you're from Aberdeen as well, aren't you? But you are a Mancunian now. You only need to come past, you only need to take the bypass and you're a Mancunian. Guys, enjoy it. Enjoy tonight. Have a lovely time. Enjoy it, all right?
Thank you.
George Ezra is next on Q103, live from Albert Square in Manchester. Years and Years in King on Key 103. Hi, good evening. This is Daryl, live from Albert Square in the centre of Manchester tonight, where choirs are about to gather for the One Voice Manchester concert, choir upon choir upon choir, and we've got it all live on Key 103 tonight as we mark the anniversary of the Manchester attack. Karen and Emily from Bury have come down. Karen, with your daughter, what made you want to come down here tonight?
We go to a lot of the concerts at the MEN, but specifically she was interested in going to the Ariana one, but I preferred Little Mix, so I bought Little Mix tickets instead and told her Ariana was sold out, so we were very lucky.
So in the days afterwards, and when you found out, that must have been quite a hard thing to take.
Yeah, I think it was really emotional. Guilt, everyone texting us saying, were you there, are you all right? Hence why we're here.
Music always wins, Karen. Music always wins. Okay, let's play some right now. Amelie, you're a fan of Clean Bandit and Demi Lovato. We've got a new song from them. Do you want to introduce it?
This is Clean Bandit and Demi Lovato on Key 103.
Nailed it. Do you want my job?
No.
Okay, charming. Bandit and Demi Lovato on Key 103 live tonight from Manchester City Centre as hundreds of thousands of people gather sun-soaked in Albert Square tonight for the Manchester Together concert to commemorate 1 year since that attack at the Manchester Arena. We've just heard from the Lord Mayor of Manchester on the stage. Right now what you can hear in the background is the incredible poet Lem Sisse rousing the crowd, and by him on three separate stages right in front of the Manchester Town Hall, we've got literally hundreds of young people from choirs all across Greater Manchester who are coming together for the big sing-along live, the main event tonight, live on Key 103 from 8:30. One of the biggest sing-alongs you will ever be a part of. Don't think that you're ducking out of this. We need you a part of this, wherever you are, at work or in the car or whatever's going on tonight. We need you singing along to some Manchester classics. We'll have it live on Key 103 from 8:30. Then from 9:30 tonight as well, by the way, Manchester 1 year on. We played a special show earlier on today and another chance to hear it again at 9:30 that looks at Manchester's response to the attack, what happened over the last 12 months and what it means for the future of the city. That's from 9:30 tonight on Key 103. I'm going to play Mabel as well. And Fine Line on Key 103 next.
Winston Wolf, Direct Line. You're Harry the Plumber.
Katy Perry on Firework on Key 103. Hi, good evening. My name is Daryl Morris. A little bit of a different show tonight, live from the heart of Manchester. We are in Albert Square for the Manchester Together concert, and it has properly kicked off. It is on. Jenny McAlpine from Coronation Street, and also Key 103 presenting fame. She's been on Key 103, hasn't she, as a presenter? She is hosting the event tonight. We've had some incredible moments already. I'm going to be honest, I struggled through a little bit the Manchester United and Manchester City choirs. There's got two community choirs at City and United coming together to sing Something Inside So Strong. I mean, that was a moment. And you can hear the crowd now, hundreds of thousands of people in Manchester City Centre packed into Albert Square cheering for, I think it's the Manchester LGBT choir, isn't it, who are on stage right now doing their bit. We've got three stages. That is the size of the event tonight. So they're on the far left facing the stage, and we've got two others as well, and you might be able to hear Jenny McAlpine in the background. What we're all gearing up to really is the big event at 8:30 tonight, which is the sing-along live. This is where we need you to be a part of it, okay? We're going to be singing some Manchester classics. Some awesome choirs are going to come together on the stage here in Albert Square. It's going to be beamed around the world on international media, and with you and me live on Key 103 as well from 8:30 tonight. Be here for that. And let's play this, Feel It Still, from Portugal the Man on Tuesday night, live from the heart of Manchester City Centre for the Manchester Together concert. Portugal the Man and Feel It Still, one of the biggest tunes of the last 12 months on Key 103. Hey, I'm Daryl, live tonight from the centre of Manchester. We are in Albert Square for the Manchester Together concert. Loads of stuff going on tonight, including one of the biggest cheers of the night so far, as you can imagine, for the NHS choir. This choir, made up of paramedics, doctors and nurses, many of which were in the thick of it that night a year ago. I was going to dip in now and give you a little sample of what's going on the stage here in Albert Square in Manchester.
You're the baby made through. I hope
you can imagine the immersion in the air tonight. Genuinely, a little bit choked up and struggling with that a little bit. That is the NHS choir on stage in Manchester tonight in their green and blue uniforms. You can see the paramedics and the doctors and the nurses. Many of them, as I say, found themselves in the thick of the disaster a year ago tonight. And now they stand on stage in a sun-kissed Albert Square in front of hundreds of thousands of people as we come together to celebrate being a Mancunian. What an incredible, incredible... I mean, I'm looking around me now and there were genuinely people in floods of tears. It's a wonderful moment, actually. Incredibly, incredibly heartwarming. More from the centre of Manchester next. The sing-along live happening at 8.30 tonight. Don't forget, at 9.30, Manchester one year on. We were taking a look back at Manchester's response to the attack. And then, something very special at 10:30 tonight. We are going to be joining together as the bells of Manchester ring out at 10:31, the exact moment of that attack a year ago tonight at Albert Square, St. Peter's Square at the Cathedral, and also at St. Anne's Square as well in the centre of Manchester as the bells ring out across the city. That's at 10:31 tonight. And Anne-Marie with Marshmallow Friends is next on Q103.
There are good offers, and then
Coldplay, Paradise on Q103. Listen, we wanted to cut that song a little bit short because something very special is happening on stage in the centre of Manchester right now. This is Coldplay and Fix You from the most incredible choir that you have ever seen in your life. Performance. We just had to bring you that, a beautiful, beautiful moment as the choir on stage in Albert Square in the centre of Manchester sang Coldplay's Fix You to a rousing crowd. The atmosphere is absolutely incredible tonight. My name is Daryl Morris. We are live on Q103 from the Manchester Together with One Voice concert. Hundreds of thousands of people have gathered in the centre of Manchester to come and celebrate being Mancunian. We're doing two things tonight. We're remembering the 22 people that we lost a year ago tonight, and we are celebrating being who we are. We are living and laughing and singing and loving and doing all the things they didn't want us to do. Earlier on today, I don't know if you've been in and around Manchester, but it's been a really special atmosphere today, to be honest with you. I came in really early this morning and noticed that it was quite subdued. I think a lot of people were quite reflective, clearly, over the last 12 months. People were pinning messages and notes to the various trees that are scattered through the city centre. People laying flowers and embracing each other and being openly and visibly upset, which is totally fine, by the way. Nothing wrong with that at all. And that kind of led into that 2-minute silence that we all observed at 2:30 this afternoon. And then it sort of led into this strangely celebratory air that we've come to now. I mean, this really feels like a music festival. It's felt like a music festival is going on in the centre of Manchester this afternoon. It feels like every time you turned a corner, there was a group of people celebrating life, a group of people commemorating what had happened. It was absolutely incredible. And do you know what? I was walking through town with my girlfriend Michaela earlier on, and she said to me, why does no other city do this? You know, when you see things happen in Berlin, or you see things happen in London, or you see things even happen in Melbourne, in Australia, etc., they are utterly devastating, and they are utterly tragic, no less so than what happened in Manchester. But it just doesn't have the same thing about it, does it? You know, that coming together of people. This wouldn't have happened today in any other city. I just honestly don't believe that it would. And I thought about that for a moment, and I realised it's simple. It's what Anthony Wilson said all those years ago when he said, "This is Manchester. We do things differently here." It's because we're Manchester. That's why we're coming together in the way that we're coming together tonight. At 8:30, the sing-along live is going to happen. Some of the choirs are going to be belting out Manchester Classic, and we want you to be involved as well. We will have all that live on Key 103 from 8:30 tonight. And let's play a song that has become an anthem of solidarity, Ariana Grande's final song at her concert that night. The song that many of the concert-goers left the Manchester Arena with in their head, and carried that home with them, and carried that with them through the next few weeks, and carried that with them through the next few months, and the next 12 months, and to hear tonight. This is Ariana Grande, and one last time on Key 103, live from Manchester. Jess Jones. On Key 103, hi, good evening. My name is Daryl Morris, live from the centre of Manchester tonight for the Manchester Together with One Voice concert. Hundreds of thousands of people have gathered in Albert Square. I forgot where I am, so many squares in Manchester at the moment. In Albert Square, in the centre of Manchester, to sing together, to live and to love and to laugh, and to celebrate being Mancunian, as well as honouring those who we lost in that Manchester attack 12 months ago tonight. Just want to give you a bit of a heads up on who we're going to be hearing from. We're about 10 minutes away from the mass sing-along live, right? You might be able to hear some of the choirs in the background now. They're going to be coming together with you in about 10 minutes to do a sing-along of some Manchester classics. We're going to have the Manchester Survivors Choir, made up mostly of parents and children, a lot of them obviously at the attack at the Manchester Arena on the night of the attack, so an incredibly emotional night for them, as you can imagine. We've also got 80 choirs, including Parswood High School, who you'll probably remember performed at the One Love Manchester concert. Dan McDrewer, the choir master, is going to be leading those guys. A City United choir, Manchester City FC, and Manchester United's Foundation choirs are also going to be singing on stage, and the NHS Emergency Services Choir as well, made up of the North West Ambulance Service, Greater Manchester Police, and the Greater Manchester Fire and Rescue Service choirs. An incredibly emotional night ahead. At 8:30 tonight, all those people will be joining together in a mass sing-along with you, okay? Get yourself ready. Wherever you are right now, whether you're in the car or you're at work or whatever's going on, get yourself prepared and get yourself ready, because we are going in. Let's play this as well first. IDGAF from Dua Lipa on Key 103, live from the heart of Manchester.
You'll call me all friendly. Never be alone, I'll be there for you.
Beautifully apt, I think. Jess Glynn, and I'll be there on Key 103. The hundreds of thousands of people in Albert Square here in the centre of Manchester are cheering the final choir, who are just finishing their performance, and we are minutes away now from the sing-along live. So here's the deal, right? We are gathering together in the centre of Manchester with 80 choirs, hundreds of thousands of people, and you in this mass sing-along. We're going to be honouring and remembering the 22 that we lost a year ago tonight, but also celebrating life and celebrating music, which has played such an important part in the history of our city and plays such an important part in the present and will play such an important part in the future as well. Let's be honest about it. So Jenny McAlpine is currently up on stage and about to introduce the choirs. Just to give you a quick heads up on who they are, the Parswood High School Harmony Group and B Vocal. You might remember those guys from performing at the One Love Manchester concert. They've just been on doing their individual bit, and they're going to be back on for the sing-along live in a couple of minutes. The Manchester Survivors Choir as well, who've been on a little earlier, made up of some of the survivors of the attack at the Manchester Arena, some of the mums and daughters who were there, as you can imagine, incredibly emotional. Also a City United choir, which is combined of Manchester City and Manchester United's community choirs. They are up on stage as well, and they're all being led by Dan McDewer, who is the choir master for Parswood High School. He directed the choir at the One Love Manchester concert last year, so you can imagine he knows exactly what he's doing. We're going to go now to the stage for a certain Mr. Tony Walsh, a voice that you will remember.
The fabulous poet himself, Tony Walsh, everybody.
Thank you for choosing Love Manchester.
This is what love looks like. My name's Tony Walsh, and a year ago, we stood on this spot, and even though we were hurting, we showed the world what we've always known, that this is the place. My poem contains the line that we keep fighting back with Greater Manchester spirit, northern grit, northern wit in Greater Manchester's lyrics. Are you ready to do that, Manchester? Are you ready to do that, Manchester? In a moment, first, I want you to do something for me. We did this when the arena reopened. We've had a minute's silence. We're going to make a minute's noise. Bear with me, bear with me. We're going to make a minute's noise for the 22. We'll stand with them. We're going to make a minute's noise for their families. In solidarity with everyone who was injured, physically and mentally. For all the people who were first on the scene, from the railway, from the ambulance service, from the arena. We're going to make some noise for our NHS. We're going to make some noise for everybody involved in their care. We're going to make some noise for Manchester and the spirit of its amazing people. Listen, listen. First thing, City fans, make some noise. United fans, make some noise. Now, let's show the world what it sounds like that Manchester is a city united! A minute's noise! A minute's noise! Louder! Sing the songs! Sing the songs! The world is watching! The world is listening! And this is what love sounds like. This is what love sounds like. They can't stop the sound of love. They can't stop it. Choosing love, we're showing how to. Manchester could not be prouder. Hate won't win, cause love sings louder. Love sings louder. Love sings louder. We're proving that. Ladies and gentlemen, to introduce our first fantastic song, it's one of Burnage's finest. Your friend of mine, Mr. Noel Gallagher, make some noise!
Hello, this is Noel Gallagher, and I'm here on behalf of Manchester Together in One Voice, and I'm going to introduce to you my song Don't Look Back in Anger, which, if you look closely at the screen, I shall be miming along with you. Thank you very much.
Hello Manchester, Guy from Elbow here. On behalf of me and all the lads, we're really sorry we're not there today with you in Albert Square. I'm in Vancouver with my family and the rest of the lads are working all over the place. But we're singing along with you. It's a wonderful thing that you're doing. And this song... is set in Albert Square, where you're standing. It's about the first morning of new love. Love, something that our city's famous for, eh? Go on, Manchester.
That was incredible. Jenny McAlpine is not wrong, is she? Host of the stage today, she came on and said what we're all thinking. That was absolutely sensational. You just heard a half an hour sing-along live from Albert Square in Manchester. 80 choirs, the Manchester Survivors Choir, the NHS Choir, Parswood High School Choir, amongst many, many, many others. Hundreds of thousands of people in Manchester City Centre, and you as well. We could hear you wherever you are, in the car, at work, at home, whatever is going on tonight, wherever you're listening to Key 103, we heard you singing loud and proud. That felt incredibly, incredibly special. Still plenty going on tonight, by the way. From 9:30 tonight, we are going to be replaying Manchester 1 year on. We're going to just go back to the stage because something seems to be happening with some trumpets, and I feel like we want to be a part of it. Should we do that? Let's do that. Let's go back to the stage. Trumpets. Do you know what? It just keeps happening. We said it at the vigil here in Albert Square the day after. We said it at the One Love Manchester concert with some of the biggest stars in the world. We said it again at the opening of the Manchester Arena when that reopened last year. And today feels yet again like one of the most incredible moments in the history of this city. The emotion is high. There is a celebration in the air, a celebration of love and life. This feels like one of the most, this hands down is one of the most beautiful things that I have ever seen. Hundreds of thousands of people packed into Albert Square in the centre of Manchester, all the colours of the rainbow, packed as far as the eye can see as the sun sets on our beautiful city, singing along in harmony about loving each other. Beautiful. We're still loaded to come tonight. We are live from the centre of Manchester. The bells will ring out at 10:31 this evening, the exact moment a year ago that an attack took place at the Manchester Arena, and we will have that live on Q103 as the Town Hall bells, St Anne's Square bells, and the bells of the Cathedral ring in harmony. Also, in half an hour's time, Manchester 1 year on will be reflecting on Manchester's response and what it's meant for the city over the past 12 months and what it means for the city for the next few years as well. We're going to be hearing from some incredibly brave people, some of those who were there, some of those who were involved, some of the survivors, and some of those who lost loved ones as well. It's a very powerful listen. It's an important listen. And I plead with you to listen to that tonight in about half an hour on Key 103. And this is beautiful as well. BB Rexha, This Is Meant To Be on Key 103, live from Manchester. Hello, good evening. It is just before 9:10 on a beautifully sunny Tuesday evening in Manchester. My name is Daryl Morris, live from Albert Square tonight, where we have just had one of the most incredible things that I have ever seen. The sing-along live. Hundreds of thousands of people in the centre of Manchester. 80 choirs with literally hundreds of people in them, all singing Manchester classics with you. The crowds are starting to disperse now out of Albert Square. I don't think you've ever been to a music festival like a Glastonbury or a Parklife or something like that. But when one of the acts finishes on one of the stages and people start to disperse and everybody kind of like moves away in one big flow, it feels like literally like a sea of people flowing off in one direction. That is exactly how it feels right here in the centre of Manchester right now, a sea of people heading off in all sorts of different directions. Okay, let's do some more music. This is Closer from Chainsmokers on Key 103.